The U.S. and Britain say they made contact with a small number of enemy fighters while searching Afghanistan's eastern mountains this week. Royal commandos from Britain spent 5 days searching an area near Pakistan's border. When the British found some suspected enemy fighters yesterday, they called in an American airstrike. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports that the shooting happened in a place where the U.S. has hunted al-Qaeda before.
Military officials say the shooting started on a ridge called the Whaleback. That's a ridge in eastern Afghanistan. It's on the edge of a battlefield that the U.S. and its allies visited during their largest ground offensive of the war. A little more than a month ago, during Operation Anaconda, hundreds of allied soldiers flew by helicopter onto that ridgeline and searched for al-Qaeda fighters. The U.S. declared its offensive a success, with hundreds of enemy fighters dead. But now U.S. intelligence indicates that some enemy forces returned to the same rugged mountain again. And yesterday, British Royal Marines went in after them. Allied intelligence detected several men identified as Arabs. U.S. military officials say the Americans sent in a plane called an A-10, which blasted cave entrances on the mountainside. It is not clear if the plane inflicted any casualties. The British Marines have now withdrawn from that area, but U.S. forces say they're continuing to search the surrounding mountains. In an interview yesterday, U.S. General Tommy Franks said the Allies are trying to find enemy fighters who scattered after last month's offensive.
We have seen similar activity, and I think we'll continue to see it. And I think what we have seen and what we would expect is that we will also find some mingling of these forces as they come away from larger concentrations. They will be down and operating in more remote areas, and so we have forces going in and essentially confirming, denying, and clearing.
In other words, confirming reports of enemy activity and clearing out their hiding places. An Associated Press correspondent with the troops reports that the Royal Marines searched caves. Inside, they found thousands of rounds of ammunition, some communications equipment, and some documents. The British also report finding bodies, which had been booby-trapped and left on the ground. U.S. officials say they need this kind of tedious, hazardous work to eliminate remnants of the Taliban or al-Qaeda, that the Allies returned to a battlefield which they already believed that they had won, indicates how slow the process is. Critics of the Allied war effort include retired General Hamid Ghul. He's a former intelligence chief of Pakistan, who's directed covert operations in the same mountains where the Allies are fighting now. Ghul says past invaders have rarely won in this terrain, and he predicts it could wear out the Americans.
You conquer one mountain, and you find that there's another mountain ahead of it, and you go there, and you conquer that one, and you find there's yet another one. There's another river to be crossed, another mountain, another height to be conquered. And it goes on and on and on until you are exhausted. And I think Americans have a propensity for getting exhausted rather more quickly than any of the other nations.
U.S. officials say they're determined to stay in Afghanistan as long as necessary, and they expect their British reinforcements to help maintain pressure. U.S. officials offer differing assessments of what more they might find in these mountains along the Pakistani border. Some Pentagon officials say they expect to find only a few scattered survivors of past battles. But other U.S. officials privately suggest that more may be happening in that region. U.S. officials say they believe that al-Qaeda leaders remain somewhere in those mountains along the border. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.